Life change.
Good morning.
So good to see all of you here. Good morning, Zoom.
Good morning, Zoom.
Good morning. Oh, so good to see your faces today. Mm-hmm. Father, thanks. Father, thanks for bringing everyone together today to worship you in this house. And I pray your Holy Spirit just fall upon all of us and enable us to worship you. Worship you in spirit and truth. Worship you with all that we have. Keep abiding in you all week, Lord, and just thank you so much for being here, drawing us here, loving us so much, loving us so much that you died for us. Thank you, Father, for this season of preparation for coming to Easter time when we celebrate your resurrection. And I'm so grateful, Lord, that you did all of that out of your deep abiding love for us. Thank you, Father. And as we worship you today, I just pray that we would please you and glorify you and magnify you and exalt your name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What to say, Lord, it's you who gave me life, and I can't explain just how much you mean to me now that you have saved me, Lord. And I give all I am to you that every day I can be a light and shine your name. Every day, Lord, I'll learn to stand upon your word, and I pray that I may come to know you more, that you would guide me in every single step I take, that every day I can be a light into the world. Every day it's you I live for. Every day I'll follow after you. Every day I'll walk with you, my Lord. Every day, Lord, I'll learn to stand upon your word, and I pray that I may come to know you more, that you would guide me in every single step I take, that every day I can be your light into the world. Every day it's you I live for. Every day I'll follow after you. Every day I'll walk with you, my Lord. Every day, every day, it's you I live for. Every day, I follow after you. Every day, I walk with you, my Lord. It's you I live for every day. 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 Every day.
Every day.
It's you I live for. Every day I follow after you. Every day I walk with you, my Lord. Let's do that again.
Every day it's you I live for. Every day I follow after you. Every day I walk with you, my Lord.
It's you I live for every day. It's you I live for every day. One more time. It's you I live for every day. It's you I live for every day. It's you I live for every day. It's you I live for every day.
storm, there comes a raging storm. The one who walks upon the sea, earth and heaven are your own. Yet you're watching over me. How majestic is your name. There is none like you. There is none like you. Together we proclaim the power of your name. There is none like you. Who can stand before your throne? Your kingdom will forever reign. We will sing a song of praise to the Ancient of Days. There is none like you. There is none like you. Together we proclaim the power of your name. There is none like you. There is none like you. I'm Kamoha Adonai. Together we proclaim the power of your name. There is none like you. How majestic is your name. How majestic is your name. How majestic is your name in all the earth. How majestic is your name. How majestic is your name. How majestic is your name in all the earth. There is none like you. There is none like you. Together we proclaim the power of your name. There is none like you. There is none like you. I'm Kamoka Adonai. There is none like you. I'm Kamoka Adonai. Together we proclaim the power of your name. There is none like you. How majestic is your name. How majestic is your name. How majestic is your name in all the earth. How majestic is your name. How majestic is your name. Together we proclaim the power of your name. There is none like you.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long, praising my Savior all the day
all my sins away.
blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no
beyond this
creation, to marvelous for words, to wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you.
Lord, we stand in awe of you this morning. We worship you. We thank you for being present in this place with us, with each of us. And I invite you, Lord, to get into us, Lord. Just fill our hearts to overflowing with the knowledge of your love for us. Yes. And Father, as Pastor brings the message you've given him, I just ask that you would anoint his voice. Help him to bring your message to us so that we can receive it, and bless our ears and eyes and hearts and spirits so that we can hear from you exactly what you have to say to us. And I thank you, Lord, that you will help us put it to work in our lives. And I thank you and ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I hate it when I do that to my guitar. Well, it's good to see all of you this morning. I haven't met some of you. I've met Ryan and Liam, and I've met Sue. I haven't met some of you. So it's good to have you this morning. Glad you could be here. We've got something special for you a little later. And so but you won't be able to get it till Friday. Our visitors, and I'll share with you a little bit later what that is. But today we're going to be talking about the next step. The next step. You know, a lot of pastors, I think, prepare messages around the people that they have in the congregation. What I do, I get the message, then I'm wondering who it's for. And I hope, well, not hopefully, it's going to hit some of you because that's the way God does. He knows your heart. I don't know all of your hearts. God knows your heart. And so if he steps on your toes, he's not aiming for your toes. He's aiming for your heart. Okay? And so if you would, just be ready to receive whatever God has for you this morning. And as we begin, why don't you just stand together and pray for one another. And if you have some special concerns, and if, you know, I know it's cold season, if you want to just touch elbows, if you want to grab hands, whatever you want to do, But just pray for one another. And if you have any special concerns, then pray for the person beside you. Chuck, good to have you this morning. That's Eddie there. Eddie, you're going to be holding hands with Liam. Okay. So good to have you this morning. It's a joy to have each of you. Jackie, good to have you this morning. So pray for one another and ask the Lord to not only to open your heart, but able open the hearts of those who you're holding hands with and you don't know their names. Ask them, and so that you can just pray for them and pray for yourself that God would deliver to them and to yourself what he who asked for you. If you want to pray out loud, you're more than welcome. And Father, I too want to just add my voice to what's already been prayed. And God, you said where two agree on earth is touching anything, it will be done. And so, Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do in our hearts today, because we agree that we want you to do something amazing for us. Lord, as you know who we are, you know the vessels that you're going to be speaking to, and you know exactly what we need today. Each one of us, individual. Lord, it amazes me that if 4 billion people were praying to you at one time, you hear each one individual. And that's amazing. You're a mighty and an awesome and a powerful God. And so, Lord, we just want to be in your presence today, and we want to be spoken to by you. And, Lord, I pray that you'd use this vessel to be able to do that, and we'll give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. A lot of times, at the beginning of the service, I'm sitting up here, and there's like a handful of people, and then about time song service is over, it's pretty full. I'm glad of that. There used to be, I was looking earlier, before I got here, the pulpit was down there, and the congregation faced that way. And I was wondering I wonder if he did that to get closer to the people. But probably when he switched, they all started sitting back there. But it's good to have you today. We're going to be talking about the next step. All of us are at a different place in our life, in our Christian walk. Some people are just getting started. How many of you here today have been walking with the Lord for over 50 years? About a half a dozen of you. I'm not quite there yet. But you will notice that every one of us are on our own journey, kind of. Although we're working together and walking together, we're on our own journey. And some of us are kind of just getting started and getting our foot in the door. And others of you are like, you've kind of not arrived. I don't know that we ever arrived, but you're further along in your Christian walk. And you can be a mentor to those who are below you and kind of help them and mentor them and share with them and kind of help them get to the next level. I was looking over this past year and looking at what the Lord had given me to preach, and it's amazing to me the things that he's teaching me. I don't know if he's teaching you anything, but he's teaching me a lot as I study and prepare and preach, because the messages are not just for you. The message is for me too. When I think about this next step, and we're going to be talking about what is your next step, what is God calling you to do? What is God asking you to do? What is the Holy Spirit urging you to do? What is your next step in your faith walk? And then when I ask you that, I'm asking myself, what is my next step? What is the next step that the Lord wants us as a church to go? What does he want us to do next? We've been talking about walking in faith, trusting the Lord as he leads you, learning to trust his word as you read it, learning to put your faith in the things that he says, because what he says is truth. And he's never lied. He's not going to lie. And so we've been talking about that. And hopefully, as you read God's word and begin to implement it, and you know, we've got people going through the chronological Bible and others reading the Bible this year. As you're reading it, hopefully God is instilling some faith nuggets in your life. And you're going to be able to grow in faith as you begin to implement those things. Now, you need to understand, faith is acting like God told the truth. Because he did. Faith is acting like God told the truth. So you read God's word and then you say, oh, God says this will happen if I do this. So I'm going to do this because God's not a liar. Right? And so you start taking those steps. You began following him. You began following his leadership. And listen, after a while, you began to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and are able to move with him in the things that he would have you move in. The Lord gave me this message about Tuesday, but I kept trying to change it. Because I said, Lord, I don't know how this applies. At this 2 o'clock this morning, I got up. I said, God, I don't know what I'm going to preach. And I couldn't hear him. Have you ever been there where you couldn't hear the Holy Spirit? And I could not hear him. Until I said, okay, I'm going to preach what you told me to preach. And then I could hear him again. Isn't that weird? Kind of weird. Here's the deal. When you can't hear the Holy Spirit, you might need to back up and say, okay, where did I step off the path? Where did I step off the path? And I have to step back quite often because I want to listen. If I don't hear from the Holy Spirit, then I'm not living the abundant life that the Lord has promised me. And if I'm not hearing the Holy Spirit, I can't follow the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage you, family. God loves you. And when he tells you to go down this path, it's only because he loves you. It's only because he loves you. Father loves you. We need to get to a point where we act on and respond to what the Holy Spirit says. We need to get to that point. We need to learn to trust God in whatever he says, even if it sounds wacky. I look at some of the Old Testament prophets and the things the Lord told them to do. And man, it's wacky. I'm like, God, I don't know. That's kind of strange. I think it was Isaiah. He told he had to, was it Isaiah or Ezekiel? He had to lay on his side for like a year. And he couldn't get off his side. And it's like, seriously? And then when he got up, he had to roll over on his other side and stay for like half a year. And God was just showing the Israelites the length of time, the years, that they would have to stay in bondage and that kind of thing. And it's like, this is the picture. Sometimes people see pictures of what God wants for them. So what is your next step? I hope my next step is not being bedridden for a year and a half. I hope that's not the case. But what is your next step? We'll be talking about that. So what is God impressing upon your heart to do that will build his kingdom? Now, it's not just about getting free from your stuff. It's not just about getting free from your past. It's not just about getting free from your bondage. However, that's important. And that may be your next step. But that's not the end, right? God wants to set you free. Jesus said, I came to set you free. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He wants you to be free. And if that's your next step, then I encourage you to take the steps necessary to get free, because there's nothing like being free. It's for freedom's sake that Christ has set you free. Now, neither is the Christian life, and please hear me through, finished. Being filled with the Spirit is important. I can remember the joy and the love and the peace and the passion I received when the filling of the Holy Spirit, and I can walk in that peace, and I can walk in that joy, and I can walk in the just the abundance of Christ. But did you know what? That's not the end. You know, there are some people who just, they get the Holy Spirit and they go, oh, I've got it now. That's all I need. Look, y'all need it too. Look at me. I got it together. Listen, everyone needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Every child of God needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But that's not the end. There's more. There's more that the Lord would have you do. And let me just say, if you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, that may be your next step. That may be your next step. It's not, and listen, it's not just about receiving the favor and blessings of God. He didn't put Christ in us just so we could experience heaven on earth or so we can get to heaven when we die. Okay? That's not the end. Christ in us, the hope of glory, he gifted every single one of you who are a child of God, he's gifted you to build the kingdom of God. He has given you the Holy Spirit to build the kingdom of God. That's the reason he has done this, not so we can say, "Ooh, I've got it all together. I don't need to do anything now." My dad used to say something like, save you. I don't know what that is. That's not what God said. That's not what my dad said. My dad used to say something like, God didn't save you just to sit down and sit. He saved you to get up and get. So you may remember the story of Peter. Jesus was resurrected from the dead. He came by the sea. Guys were fishing. He said, throw your net on the right side. They caught 143 large fish. Jesus said, bring them on. We're going to have some fish and chips. And so sat down. They cooked this fish up. They had some bread. And, man, they were having a great breakfast together. And then Jesus says to Peter, Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, of course I love you. Jesus? And Jesus said, Peter, feed my sheep. And they eat some more fish and chips. Jesus looks over at Peter. He said, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. You know I love you. He said, take care of my lambs. Eat some more fish and chips. By this time, Peter's a little squirming. Okay? Jesus, now he's in front of all the other disciples, eating together. Peter looks at Jesus looks at Peter and says, Peter, do you really love me? I think I know what Peter's thinking. I just denied him 3 times about a week ago. And he's coming down on my case. I think that's what Peter's thinking. That's not the case, though. Because Jesus had a next step for Peter. You know, a lot of times we get hung up on our past. I think Peter was kind of hung up on his past. We get hung up on our past. Jesus wasn't looking at his past. Jesus was looking at Peter's future. Jesus was looking at his potential. He said, Peter, a third time, Peter, do you love me? I think Peter looked at him with tears in his eyes. Jesus, I do love you. And Jesus says, Peter, feed my sheep. But Peter, again, you know, he's like, he's trying to get Jesus distracted because he's feeling uncomfortable. And he says, what about John over there? What about John over there? What's he going to do? And this is my verbiage. Jesus said to him, none of your business. None of your business. Your business is my business. You be about my business, and John and me will take care of his business. I want to pass another passage of scripture. John 14:15. Now, this is prior to this event. Jesus has is surrounded by his disciples. Again, he says to the disciples, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, we've been taught about faith and walking in faith. And doing what God tells you to out of faith. But I think there's something deeper here that the Lord is trying to show us. Not only do we need to move out of faith, we need to move out of love for him. We want to do what he wants us to do because it pleases him. Look again at John chapter 14, verse 21. Those who, now Jesus, again, same passage, same group of people. You and I, let's pretend you and I are in that group because we are. And he said, those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. Peter, do you love me? Alan, do you love me? Bryce, do you love me? Rena, do you love me? Those who do my commandments are the ones who love me. And those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Listen, if you love me, God says, if you love me, you will do what I tell you to do. I guess we have to ask, and I have to ask myself, do I really love him? So we sing songs, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. We sing those songs, and it's easy to sing about our love, and it's easy to say, I love Jesus. But when the rubber meets the road, Do we do what he says? Do we do what he says? There's a promise here. I love the promise. He says, if you love me, if you keep my commandments. Now, there was a time you may have feared the God so much you were going to do it because you feared what was coming. Okay? It's kind of like my dad was. You just do it. No questions asked. Just do it. And I did it because I feared him. But you know what? There's a. I wish I had ever gotten to the place I did it where I loved him. I think that's where God wants us to go. He wants to move out of the fear portion and move into the love portion. That we no longer do it just because we fear him. We do it because we love him. And he says, I will reveal myself. Listen, I will reveal myself to that person if you do it out of love. I'm going to manifest myself to you that I don't do it to everyone. I'm going to manifest myself to you. He becomes real to us. He becomes personal. He begins to manifest his presence and his power through those who love him, through those who keep his commandments because, out of love. They just want to please the Father. Do you remember as a child just wanting to please your father? All you wanted to hear was, I'm pleased with you. I'm proud of you. Good job. And some of you never heard that. And kind of you may be still waiting on that. We need that as children. We need that. And God knew Jesus needed it. You remember when Jesus was baptized? What did God say? This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. I'm proud of you, boy. I'm proud of you, boy. I love you, son. That's awesome. I love you. Thank you for being obedient. And you know what? I think that's what God says about us when we're obedient. I love you, son. I love you, daughter. You bless my heart. Praise the Lord. I want to be that kind of person whom God is pleased with. I want to be that person. Good job, son. Good job, son. I want to be that guy. I want to be that guy who God manifests his self. I want to be that guy who God manifests his power to. I want to be that guy who God manifests his love to. I want to be that guy who God opens his word to and begins to explain things to me. Maybe at a deeper level than he explains to everybody else. I want to be that guy. I want him to say, Brad, I'm so pleased with you. You're doing a great job. I feel like one day when I get to heaven, he'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. I want to hear that. I don't want him to say, you did a lousy job, but come on in anyway. Okay. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear that. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I remember when I was probably in my 20s. I was visiting my dad. And while I was visiting my dad, there was a pastor friend who came to visit him, someone he had known for many years. They had kind of pastored in different areas, but kept connections, and they were friends. And this pastor friend came to my dad, and he said, I just discovered, doctors just told me I have cancer and I don't have long to live. And I remember hearing him tell dad this, and I think I was in the other room, but I overheard him say, I know when I get to heaven, I'm going to hear the words, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. But I don't know if I will hear, thou good and faithful servant. And man, that has stuck with me. That has stuck with me. I want to hear those words. Enter thou in, thou good and faithful servant. I want to hear those words. I hope you want to hear those words too. But the only way you're going to hear those words is if you're good and faithful, right? He's not going to just pretend like, oh, yeah. He's not going to just pretend you did good. That's not who God is. I mean, if you read his word, it's like he don't just kind of massage you and make you feel better. Jeremiah, you remember him, and I think I shared this not long ago. So Jeremiah was like whining because he had such a rough road. And he wanted to get kind of some comfort, right? That's kind of what we want when we start whining. And this God said to Jeremiah, Jeremiah, if you can't run with the foot soldiers, how in the world are you going to run with the horses? He said, I'm preparing you for something. I'm preparing you for something. And listen, if you're falling down when you get a little trial, God's preparing you for something. Get up. Suck it up. Go on. God's got something better for you. It's okay to say, man, I need your prayers. I'm really in a sucky place right now. Is that okay to say? I'm in a horrible place right now. It's okay to say, man, I'm in horrible, but I need your prayers. It's okay to say that. I want you to say that. We want to pray for you. We want to encourage you. We want to get you up to the next level. And that's why we're all here. Now, did you know that the church was created to help people like us who can't do it on our own? There may be some people who can do it on their own. Probably not. But that's not who we're created to be. We're not created to do it on our own. So what's your next step? Man, I'm not even a third of the way through this message. So, are there some, what's your next step? I'm not going to finish this a little bit after time. So are there some internal issues in your heart that you need to address? Maybe your speech. Some things that you've spoken that you need to just say, you know what, I don't need to be cursing anymore. I don't need to be using that foul language anymore. You might be saying, you know, I don't need to gossip anymore. I don't need to slander anymore. I don't need to do those things anymore. I need to. James said, your tongue is like a fire. Who can tame it? Well, God says, tame your tongue. Tame your tongue. This passage of scripture in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32 says, turn over. Let no corrupt talk come from your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. No corrupt communication. Only thing comes out of your mouth is something that's going to build somebody else up. Man, Lord, help me. Right? Help me be a builder-upper than a tearer-downer with my speech. Your next step maybe is saying, God, I'm going to devote my tongue to you. I'm going to make sure my mouth doesn't speak anything that's going to be derogatory toward someone else or toward you. That we may just need to give him our tongue. That may be your next step. Your next step may be, as we continue to read through this passage, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Did you know by using your tongue in an ungodly manner, it grieves the Holy Spirit? He said, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and clamor and anger and slander be put away from among you. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. So what you may need, your next step may be forgiving those individuals who have offended you. Your next step may be forgiving those individuals who have wounded you deeply. That may be your next step. I don't know what your next step is. But there is a next step. There is a next step. Some of you, you know what? Here's the deal. Here's what I'm afraid of. Sometimes I'm afraid that I'm going to speak about things and they say, "Whoa, I'm glad he didn't talk to me about that. I'm glad he didn't say that." But if I don't say that, the Holy Spirit is saying that to you, right? And you know what that is. I don't have to say it all. If you're open to the Holy Spirit, we prayed that you'd be open to the Holy Spirit. You prayed that you'd be open to the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now about that. You don't like it. I know you don't like it. I don't like it either when he does it to me. Amen. He is faithful. God may be talking to you about baptism. Your next step may be baptism. Your next step may be church membership. Your next step may be joining a Bible study group. Some mentioned in your bulletin. That may be your next step. I don't know what God's talking. I don't know what your next step is. But there is a next step. Every one of us have a next step. We have not arrived. And you may be still working on the last step. Well, let's do that step and go to the next one, right? Every one of us have a ladder to climb and we can't miss any rungs. I tell you, if you try to jump over some rungs, you're going to skin your knees and you're going to have to back up and you're going to have to catch every rung of the ladder in order for you to grow, in order for you to mature. If I were to ask you, how many of you want to grow and how many of you want to turn? I'm sure every hand will go up. If I said, how many of you want to just stay a baby all your life? We can either grow or we can stay an infant. And if you stop growing, you start sliding back. You know what that's called? A backslider. So if you quit growing, you're going to slide back. Listen, for the love of Christ, for the love of Christ, for the love of Christ, take the next step for the love of Christ. So here's another, and this will be on the last one. It'll be a good one. But it'll be my last one for today. It may be that your next step is bringing other people or sharing the gospel with other people. There are, I'm going to call it soft evangelism and more difficult evangelism. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do soft evangelism this week and next week. So here's what the leadership and I have decided. If you will take, so first, before we go there, would you play that video clip for me, Sandra? This is about the Jesus Revelation.
What is going on? Put that right over there on that towel. And his other one here. Yeah. Baptize these feet in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Welcome to church. Hello.
Let's have that foot, please. Okay. Place them both on that towel and then step on into church. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, young lady. How are you?
Let's have that foot. Let's have that other foot.
Why don't you go sit next to that fella in the cantaloupe jacket? Good to see you.
Enjoy. Welcome to church. Hello, young lady.
Well, last year I had the privilege of visiting New York City. And like any good tourist, I paid a visit to the Statue of Liberty. And I read those famous words. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. And as I read those words, I thought, well, that's Christianity, isn't it? It's the essence of it. An invitation to the broken. Jesus was very friendly with the outcasts. In Revelation 22, it says, let the one who can hear say, come. Let the one who is thirsty, come. Let the one who desires take the waters of life freely. This place, it is yours. If you feel like you're misunderstood and judged, this is where you belong. If you feel ashamed or trapped, something you've done or are doing, you will find forgiveness and freedom right here.
Here's what church leadership, so here's I want to give all of our visitors a ticket to go see the Jesus Revival. Won't cost you a thing. Problem is, I don't have the tickets today. But I will have them on Friday. I'm sorry. Hello? Okay. Maybe just drop down. So, but I'll have them here on Friday. So if you want to come by, please come by. And we'll have them here. And put on your communication card that you're going to come get a ticket. Okay? So we can purchase your ticket for you. We'll give those to all of our visitors today. This is also what I want to do. If you, as a church, if you're a person in the church, and that goes for you too, Chuck, you can get a ticket. If you come to this church, we'll take an unchurched person with you. We will buy you and your friend a ticket. Okay? If you have a family, unchurched family, that you want to take with you, let me know. And we'll buy you and the family a ticket to go see Jesus Revolution. Okay? That's a soft evangelistic technique, so that you can share Christ with people who don't know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Also, while you're there in on your seat, there is a card, looks like this, Life Change. Well, actually, this is an invitation to our Easter service. So you give them this, not only inviting them to church, but you invite them to the Easter service as well. Okay? As a matter of fact, before you leave out of here, grab a bunch of them. We got 600 of them. Okay? So as a, you just start handing them out to friends, hand them out to the cashier, hand them out to the people who come, you know, the gas station attendant. Just hand them out. You know, say, where in the world are we going to put 600 people? I don't know, but it'd be fun to find out, wouldn't it? So take the, invite them. And here's what I'm going to ask. When this starts filling up, with people that are not normally here, that some of our longer term people would go to the back. There's a television back there. It will be broadcast on. Okay, we'll have the chair set up, Matt. We'll have chairs set up. Okay, and so that if, you know, as people come in, because we want to make room for everyone who wants to come, because they need Jesus. They need Jesus. They need Jesus. This is just one way of doing it. There's a lot of ways of doing it, meeting April 1st, Saturday, this next week, we have a training, an evangelism training at 9 o'clock. Then about 10 o'clock, we go out and we begin sharing Christ with the neighborhood. Okay? So if you want to be, that's a little deeper than inviting somebody to a movie. It's productive. But here's what I believe. I believe that God has spoken to some of you here today about your next step. What God wants to do with you in this next step. And here's what I would like for you to do. I would like for you to, if the Lord has spoken to you as we sing, I want you to get up and I want you to start moving to the front. I want to pray for you. Okay? For those of you who know God spoke to me, my spirit spoke to me, I know what my next step is. And I'm going to commit to doing that next step for the love of Christ. For the love of Christ. It may take faith on your part to step out and do it, but for the love of Christ, I'm going to do it. There may be some here today, I don't know all of you, but there may be some here today who've never taken the first step of receiving Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You need to know this. God loves you. As much as he loved his only begotten son, he loves you. And he wants a relationship with you. And he said, if you will accept my gift of Jesus Christ, turn from your sin, receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you will become my child. And I will lead you on the next step. That's what he promises. And I guarantee you that his word is true, because I walked without Christ for about 22 years before he met me, and it transformed my life. And he will do the same for you. So as we sing this invitation, if you want to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to come forward with the rest of the people. And I want to pray with you too. Okay? So let's stand together. Father, as the worship team comes forward, I just pray, oh God, that you would just move upon our heart. Lord, that no fear would just intersect or interfere with what's going on in our heart. Lord, that we'd just do what you tell us to do, trusting you. In Jesus' name, amen.
If ever I love thee, my
Jesus, 'tis now. I will magnify your name, O Lord. I will exalt you.
Something God wants you to start a business. God may want you to start a ministry. God may want you to be part of a ministry. But God's got something for you. God's got something for you. And you'll never experience the joy until you're moving with Him in those areas. Sue, would you come here a minute? Sue's a little shy. You don't have to come up here. You can't. Yeah, yes, you do. Because we've got people on Zoom. We've got thousands.
Your nose is growing.
Sue just prayed to receive Christ.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to the Lord.
Glory to Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. She's going to be baptized on Easter Sunday morning.
Yay.
Pardon? There won't be 600. It'll be a few less than that, I'm sure. But thank you, Sue.
Bye, baby.
So if you are interested in being baptized, talk to me. Mm-hmm. And we can, and if you're watching on Zoom or get this message later on the recordings, then call me, let me know. Also, call the office or call Jenny. Jenny's not here this week. If you have someone you're taking to the theater, connect with them, let us know so we can get your ticket. Okay? Don't let us know. Us forgets. Let Jenny know. Okay? Let Jenny know. She has her phone with her. She will get the email. So she'll be back next Thursday. That's why I'm saying come Friday and pick up your ticket, because Jenny will be here. Okay? No, the ticket is for any, so the movie goes from March 31st through April 6th. And there's like 10 showings, I think. And so it's going to be crowded, so get there early. Okay? So, and Brian, please. I'm sorry I don't have the tickets with me. Okay. All right. So we'll make sure we get your tickets to you. Jackie, if you're wanting tickets, we'll get you some tickets too. And Kelly and Sue. So anyway, it's been a glorious day.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Good to have all of you. And Chuck, don't forget your ticket. We'll get your ticket. Okay. Let's be dismissed in prayer. Dale, would you dismiss us in prayer this morning, please?
Amen.
Announcements. Okay, we've got, of course, we've got our Tuesday night is our hour of power in the fellowship hall, where we have prayer and worship. Wednesday morning and Wednesday evening, we have Bible studies. On your bulletin are the addresses. Okay, Saturday, April 1st is the outreach, 9 a.m. in the fellowship hall. Volunteers are needed for the soundboard and the computer. And today is a membership workshop. After service, lunch is provided. And his only son, Saturday, April 1st. Matt?
Yeah, see, Matt. If you want to go see it, come talk to me so we can finalize the place and the time.
For his only son. His only son. The makers of The Chosen, if you haven't seen The Chosen, you need to see it, came up with His Only Son. It's a story of Abraham. And, okay, and then there's books in the back, under the restroom signs, free books. And today's the last day, so have a gander at it and take what you'd like. What a wonderful day we've had. Yeah. Just awesome.
Beautiful.
Awesome. Good word, Pastor. Good word.
Do you want the blessing today? The Lord bless thee.
The Lord bless thee.
And keep thee.
And keep thee.
The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. And be gracious unto thee. And be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up,
the Lord lift up
his countenance,
his countenance
on thee and give thee peace. God bless you guys.